The Sportsman's Nation Podcast Network is brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Bringing you the best GPS mapping software directly to your smartphone or desktop, Onyx offers you the ability to see property boundaries, mark waypoints, track your location, and so much more. Visit onyxmaps.com or you can download it directly from your app store today. Save 20% off of your purchase by using the code NATION20 at checkout. That's capital N, nation, followed by the number 20.
That's what I call pro talk. When you really don't know the answer, you just make it up.
My rut is that I am in a rut.
To get the pilot of Red Arrow going. There's really a way to skip class.
I want to say, hey, those boys right there are entertainers.
There you go. That's the nicest thing anybody's ever said on this podcast.
Alex Rutledge here with American Roots Outdoors TV.
Hey, this is Lee and Tiffany Lukowski from the Crest TV.
Hi, I'm Don Higgins.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
Hey, everybody, this is Mark Drury with Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Craig Fitz of Trained Assassins TV. You're listening to Dave and JP on Pro Talk Outdoors, the craziest two I know.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Pro Talk Outdoors. JP and Dave bringing you an episode today concerning your health. And no, neither one of us are doctors, nor do we play one on TV.
But we'll take a look.
Yeah, we'll take a look anyway. I didn't stay last night in the Holiday Inn Express, but the point being is Lyme disease is something that every outdoorsman should be concerned about to some degree or another. Now, the public has a tendency to get afraid of any kind of ailment or disease, i.e. the coronavirus, avian bird flu, this, that, and the other, and make it a little bit bigger than what it is. And people at times have blown even Lyme disease up to be something that's just an epidemic. It's not an epidemic, but it's serious.
It is very serious, and I think it's one of those things that a lot of people will say, I've got Lyme disease, when they probably don't have Lyme disease.
It's hard enough for a doctor to diagnose you with Lyme disease, let alone to do it for yourself.
Yeah, but then again, I would venture to guess that if you're listening to this, there's a strong possibility that you have potentially been exposed to Lyme disease because you've been out in the woods a lot. You've been afield quite a bit. And, Lyme disease is one of those things that we all need to really pay attention to and do everything we can to prevent that from happening on the front side. But the second part of that is, though, maybe you're going to listen to this and maybe you're going to think, I might need to go get checked. I might have been exposed to Lyme disease. And it's kind of a deteriorating issue where if you don't get it taken care of, it can continue to cause you long-term problems, and it can get worse and worse and worse.
And just like any other kind of ailment, it's best taken care of if you catch it early. I mean, that goes for anything you could possibly catch in this world. It's best if you catch it early. One of the main things about Lyme disease that, and if you don't know what it is, I guess we should probably tell you, it's a tick-borne illness. And essentially, one of the very first signs is if you get bit by a tick and then you see a bullseye or what some people call like the red ring of death.
It's not always going to show that.
Right.
But if it does show that, that is a telltale sign that you need to get it taken care of. I, myself, back in 2007, was diagnosed with Lyme disease, and I was fortunate enough to, I say fortunate enough, but I was able to see that bullseye. So I knew exactly what happened. And at that time, there wasn't a whole lot out there on Lyme disease. I mean, you didn't, it's not something that you could just go online and look up Lyme disease and see just tons and tons of information. It was kind of an unknown still somewhat at that point. But fortunately, there's a guy by the name of Charles Alzheimer. And Charlie Alzheimer was a fantastic, he's one of the forefathers of outdoor writing.
100%, rest his soul.
Yeah, and he had written an article in a deer and deer hunting magazine about his struggle with Lyme disease. And had I not read that, I probably wouldn't have known. I mean, obviously, you wake up with a big rash there that looks like a bullseye. but, you know, the location of it, I might have thought I had some kind of other issue going on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, yeah. and penicillin might clear that one up, might not. But, yeah, it's a scary thing. It comes with a lot of fatigue, potential heart issues. I mean, just recurrent things that can flare up and seem out of nowhere that can be linked to it. I know a lot of folks end up with a meat allergy, which is odd, and it's horrible for an outdoorsman to get a red meat allergy.
I couldn't imagine not being able to eat red meat. And I don't think that one, I don't think that's directly related to Lyme disease necessarily, but it could be. I don't know. I'm not an expert.
Well, I think there's so many unknowns about it. I don't know if anybody can confirm or deny that that can be linked. I know I hear it a lot. I don't know how much truth there is
to
it.
Yeah, I mean, and again, I know it's a Lyme illness, or not a Lyme illness, a tick illness, but I don't know that it's Lyme related. But the things that we do know are Lyme related, you know, is extreme fatigue. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of joint pain, you heart problems. There's so many different things that can be related back to it. And I know for me, even after I went through the treatment, the next 6 months to a year after I was bitten by that tick, I would have to take a nap every day. And you know, in 2007, I still wasn't an old man, but, you know, I felt like literally by 10, 11 a.m., I was needing to take a nap. I didn't have the energy to go through an entire day. And
that's scary.
Waking up, and you know, and in my early to mid-30s, and I'm waking up sore, really sore. I mean, I'm hurting all over. And those are the things that maybe you're a young guy out there or gal listening to this podcast, and maybe you're going through that. Don't just take for granted and say, it's just old age kicking in. You might have other issues.
And it scares me because I'm like a tick magnet. You know, there's people who can walk outside at any given time and get bit by a mosquito. That's not me. Mosquitoes couldn't care less about me. I couldn't tell you the last time I had multiple mosquito bites. They don't care.
That's interesting.
But ticks, I could pick one out in a parking lot full of concrete. It would find me. So, and you remember a few times I've been bit by turkey ticks in the hundreds. I had over 100 bites, damn near 1,000 perhaps. I had a doctor want to put me in the hospital and plug me into an IV because he had never seen so many turkey tick bites. Now, I have no idea if a turkey tick can even transmit Lyme disease, but to me, just
boy, they're annoying little buggers, though, man.
Oh yeah, but gosh. I mean, I've found ticks over a day later that I didn't know were there from the day before, and you have to pluck them out, and I get paranoid every single time. So
they're so hard to get rid of. Those turkey ticks are so hard.
No, I don't even
get
mean turkey ticks. I mean even a regular tick. I'll find a day later. So for me, the best thing on the hunting market, if I could go with only one thing the entire year, it's permethrin.
Oh, yeah.
I would rather hunt in just a Canadian tuxedo and have permethrin as go out there.
What is a Canadian tuxedo?
It's denim head to toe.
I like it.
I would rather do that and have permethrin as go out there early season without it in anything else. I'd rather try to hunt a deer with a rock.
Well, you know, I'm sure there's probably folks listening to this that I've tried that some level.
I don't want any kind of ailment, you know. Anything that's going to take me out of the woods or work, I can't have it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I'll be the first to admit that, you know, up till, I'll even just say a few years back, I wasn't real good with my tick regimen there.
The times that I got them really bad, some of them are with you, and you didn't have a single tick bite, but they all came to me.
Yeah, I mean, I've not been the best at using permethrin consistently.
You got
and
to.
Anymore. Oh, gosh, the last few years, I will not venture out without that permethrin sprayed on me because, my gosh, I mean, there's nothing that ruins, to me, the second best time of the year. I'm a fall guy. I love the fall more than anything, but the second best time of the year, and it's a really close second, is spring. I mean, you know, you get out, you can stomp around ponds, fish, mushroom hunt, shed hunt. You're out there getting ready for your food plots. I mean, turkey hunting, just so many awesome things to do outdoors. But all those little ticks are everywhere. I mean, they can float in the air even. You know, you can be out mowing your grass and get ticks on you. I mean, you don't have to be necessarily out stomping in the bushes to get ticks on you.
Right.
They're everywhere.
Well, just something to be aware of, and we're going to have somebody on the show today that I'm quite certain that if you're listening to this show, you know who he is, and he's dealt with Lyme disease over the last couple years. So we're looking forward to bringing Kip Campbell from Red Arrow on. We'll be back. You're listening to Pro Talk Outdoors. Hey, everybody. Dave and JP here from Pro Talk Outdoors. We want to take a quick moment to mention to you guys that now being in the dead of winter, deer season's over. If your state allows it, it would be a great time to go ahead and get some Real World Wildlife Maximizer out there and start getting some mineral out for these deer because, hey, it's a long winter. I know I get hungry this time of year. So do they.
Yeah, and I tell you what, folks, it's not just for growing those bigger bucks.
No, the does need it.
Yeah, those does, soon they're going to be dropping those fawns on the ground. They're going to need to be building up a lot of body mass for that lactation, mm-hmm. help out those fawns, get all those deer started off on the right foot, and prepare them for a long, hard winter, and get them right through to springtime.
And if you need to know where to get that, www.realworldwildlifeproducts.com. Go to your dealer page. Buy that from a local dealer. Nothing against Don, West, Terry, and all the boys at Real World. I'd love for them to get an order direct, but take care of these dealers. These guys are working hard to answer your questions and provide availability of resources and, you know, mineral itself right there close to you. Take care of those guys and reach out to the person closest to you.
Yeah, besides that, Wes, if he's out filling orders and he's loading trucks, he's not going to have as much time to go out shed hunting. So take care of him.
Hey, and if you need a quick answer and can't get your dealer, feel free to reach out to Dave or I. We'll be glad to help. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Pro Talk Outdoors. And as Dave and I discussed in the first segment here, we've kind of decided to transition this episode into something a bit more health-related that centers around outdoorsmen. And we've been honored to be joined here by Kip Campbell of Red Arrow. And Kip, number one, thanks for coming on, man. And number two, we're talking about Lyme disease today. And I know that's something that's near and dear to your heart from some of the struggles you've had.
Oh, absolutely. Well, thank y'all for having me. And I was going to get on here today and talk about how good I feel, but I sound like I about got the coronavirus, so I apologize for my voice. Either that or like I'm an R&B disc jockey.
Man, what's that? What's that Facebook?
Little quiet storm action going on.
You're not like R. Kelly, are you?
Well, I was thinking that.
No.
You got that Facebook meme going around, the coronavirus goes good with the Lyme disease.
It does, apparently. So I'm hoping that's not the case here, man. I got a little bit of just the crud. I think I carried it back from Pennsylvania, but just a little sore throat. But no, other than that, I'm doing great, man.
Well, I will say this, man. When I ran into you at the ATA show, and not to sound, kind of flaky or whatever, but you look good, man. You look good. You look healthy.
It,
you look strong. And, I mean, look like you're taking good care of yourself, buddy.
Yeah, well, it was a scary deal. I mean, it was, you hear a lot about Lyme, cases popping up, and I don't think that it's any more prolific than it was before. It's just that people are actually getting it accurately diagnosed nowadays. Because I struggled with feeling sick, and I'd been treated for Lyme once before by just standard old antibiotics like you get, and got to feeling bad again, and just sort of couldn't explain why I didn't have any energy. Just felt sick all the time. I couldn't, it was just unbelievable how bad and I felt for about 2 years, really. And then finally got to a specialist that got it all diagnosed properly and figured out, and took a full spectrum of health approach to it. So in other words, he wasn't just interested in killing the Lyme disease. He wanted to get the immune system back, which had been compromised from the couple years that I'd had it off and on flaring up there. So
let's
get to the right people for sure.
Right, let's talk about that for a minute. I mean, obviously that sounds like a long road anytime you use the word years, but mm-hmm. Some of the things we talked about in the opener were just kind of the red flags to let you know that maybe you do have it, or maybe you need to at least be seen. And I kind of made the comparison that it's just like any other kind of sickness or disease. The earlier you catch it, the better off you are. So from a guy who's had it, what can you say about catching it early?
That's the kind of slippery thing about it, is if you're strong and healthy and pretty fit, it tends to go undiagnosed. A lot of times people get lucky enough to have the big bullseye that everybody talks about around the tick bite. But that's not always the case. And it turns out there's 100 and some odd strains of Lyme that can affect everybody differently, depending on what kind of strain you get. And the biggest thing is you have to go to somebody that gives you the correct test. There's some old test from the 1970s that gives false positives and false negatives, so it can, you cannot have it and get tested and they say you do, or vice versa. And I think it's a test called the Igenix test. I might be saying that wrong, but I think that's the one that is pretty daggone close to 100% can tell you if you have traces of Lyme in your blood. And then the most important part is once you get that positive test, to go to somebody who's a specialist who knows what they're doing. And I'm actually going to put some here in a couple of days. We were planning on putting some information up about it on the website.
Perfect.
And on social media. Because, it, you know, you go to the wrong guy and he's just going to slap some antibiotic prescription on you and hope for the best, when you might have had it for two or three, who knows how long, how many years, and it's worn your body down. And that was my case. As I'd had it, it compromised my immune system. So I had reactivated mono on top of it because of the Lyme, and because of how bad and far down my immune system had gotten. So we ended up doing blood work and just monitoring that blood work and getting everything back in line. And man, I feel better than I felt in probably 10 years.
Well, how do you properly screen for a good specialist? You know, I mean, it's just like building a house. I mean, any of these contractors are going to say they can build you a darn good house, but how do you find exactly a good specialist?
I tell you, the best way I did it was through really trial and error and going to all the wrong people. And you'll know pretty quick. It seems like there's two camps. It's either people who are, you know, big believers that chronic Lyme's is a problem, and then there's doctors that kind of just say, oh, it's not even a thing, and here's some antibiotics, you ought to be fine. You know, they kind of, it's, I'm not too big a conspiracy theorist, but it would seem that, you know, for instance, rheumatoid arthritis, that's a multi, many times over $1 million industry, probably in the billions. And there's some tests that suggest that In the 75th percentile, cases of rheumatoid arthritis are actually untreated Lyme disease. So it's a big deal getting to the right guy. I don't really have a great answer for that, because I went to about 10 wrong guys, so to speak, and they just gave me the runaround, told me there wasn't anything wrong with me. I said, I promise there is. I know myself well enough, and this is not the way I normally feel. And got some mixed test results with some of those guys, and then went to a specialist through a guy that I heard about, who him and his wife had gone through all these horrible, you know, times with Lyme disease, and they got to this guy and it was like they were new people. So really it's just testimonial. If you can find somebody that's had Lyme and is now on the other side of it and is cured and feeling healthy, that's the doctor you want to probably target. You know, that was the way I did it.
I'm sorry, Kip. Go ahead, buddy.
No, you're good, man. I was just going to say, I really only know the one doctor, and that's the one I go to. So,
well, I got I had Lyme disease back in like 2007. Is when I got it. I mean, and I was one of those guys fortunate enough to have the big bullseye ring show up there right around the bite. So, you know, you'd mentioned the antibiotics. That's how they treated me. I don't even remember how many days it was,
but
it was like
good if you catch it early enough. The antibiotics.
Yeah.
Tend to knock it out if you take a powerful enough round of them, you know?
Yeah, I took I don't even remember what it was, but I think it was like 3 weeks in a row I had to take the stuff or something like that. But so what my question is, you know, how would I know if I get the, you know, if I'm having still effects of it, or, because I struggle with that all the time. Like, I wake up in the mornings now and I'm sore as hell. You know, I mean, I'm walking down the steps.
Old, man, unfortunately, the stress and you think. You know what I mean? Like, you can explain it all away. And see, that's what I did for too long, to where my wife had to say, something is wrong. Like, this is not you. You are not this person. We got to do something about this, you know? So it's really kind of scary, because it's not a really definitive answer. You just got to be responsible for your own health. And you know yourself well enough that when, let's say you're tired and you're stressed or you're whatever, and then you improve some areas in your life. See, this is what I did. I started trying to work out again. I started trying to eat right, and it was like it did nothing. You know what I mean? And I was still just as run down. I couldn't lose weight. I couldn't. It was just all these indicators that it was something outside of my control that was going on, you know.
That's so, you know, that's exactly the way I, because like I've let myself go somewhat. I'm out of shape a little bit, but every year I tend to get in a little better shape, you know, when it's this time of year and yep. I'm out walking several miles looking for sheds and that kind of thing. And I went, it's been about a week ago, I went out and I put on some pretty good, I mean, I probably walked 6-7 miles looking mm-hmm. for sheds, and I was destroyed for like 4 or 5 days. I was sore. My body was ran down. I had a headache. I couldn't. I was aching all over. And I'm like, man, I don't know. Is that old age now catching up with me that quick, or am I? Do I need to get this looked at?
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't hurt. And that's the thing about the doctor that I go to treat it. He takes a full spectrum of all these blood tests and looks at your total health, and that's the key, is you almost have to be direct with these people, like you're interviewing them for a position to be your doctor. That's how serious you got to get about it. Don't care if you hurt somebody's feelings. I mean, you almost have to be like, look, we need to check this and go through the list of like all the things that you think you're feeling deficient in, and say, you know, I'm looking for the total health deal here. We're not just looking to zap me with some antibiotics and destroy my gut and not help me get better. I really need to attack this thing from all sides and figure out why I'm feeling sore for a week, or my joints hurt all the time, or I have a foggy head every morning and it takes me an hour to wake up. You know, if that stuff's going on, you'll know pretty quick if the doctor's taking you seriously or if he's just kind of rolling his eyes. And I just had to rifle through them, man.
Well, let's
just on to the next one until I got to somebody that really sat down with me and took me serious, and it saved my life, man. I took 2 ambulance rides to the hospital. A lot of people don't know that. I mean, it literally almost killed me.
Man,
it started affecting my central nervous system, and it messed with the electrical impulses in my heart. And I started having heart palpitations, and I mean, it was all jacked up, man. I thought I was having a heart attack. Thought I was dying. They get there, get me stabilized, and then the same old story. You're perfectly fine, sir. There's nothing wrong with you. I'm like, I swear there is. I promise you there is.
Well,
we just did that until it was, you know, finally found this doctor. Dr. Smith is his name, believe it or not.
Well, let's say that you've been confirmed, you know, this is for the general public, that a regular mm-hmm. person has just been confirmed and positively diagnosed with Lyme disease. Talk to yep. us a little bit about what is involved in the treatment process. I mean, it's obviously not some magic pill that gets it done.
No,
it's a pretty comprehensive thing.
Sure, it's different with everybody. It's top down. If you're with the right doctor and he's really taking care of you, it'll be maybe a battery of antibiotics in different phases of it, but there's also a supplement side of it. There's a dietary side of it. There's a exercise phase of it. You know, there's a total health look into everything, and it's not just throwing, you know, prescriptions at you to hope it goes away. You really have to build your immune system, because a lot of people don't understand if they've had Lyme for an unknown amount of time, it could have compromised other systems in your body, and you need to focus on getting your total health up, because your natural immune system, once the Lyme disease is down to a certain level, your natural immune system will kick its butt. Just like the common cold, you're not walking around with a cold every single day if you have a good immune system. Same thing with Lyme disease. If you treat it and kill it, okay, that's great to a certain level. But if you leave your immune system wrecked and compromised and your gut health is bad, that affects all the other systems of your body eventually. So that's what was going on with me, is I had just been – it had kicked my butt for 2 years and I didn't know it, just from being run down and on the road and all that good stuff. And I explained it away like, oh, it's just stress, or I'm not getting enough sleep, I'm not eating right, I'm – you know. And all those things were a factor, but, you know, it allowed that Lyme disease to kind of get out of control on me.
You mentioned on the road being a factor
yeah.
there. And, I know that you took a little bit of time off, so to speak,
yeah.
to kind of stay closer to home. Tell us a little bit how that was for you. I mean, I'm sure you were going to spend a lot of time with the doctor while you're doing that. But how'd that work out for you?
Yeah, it was I got kind of scared straight, so to speak. It's one of those things where the ambulance ride scared me bad enough to go, all right, whether I have a career after this or job after this is irrelevant. I have to get healthy for my kids and my family. You know, I'm definitely not going to be hunting next year if I'm dead, you know. So I had to kind of take it serious. And the doctors are saying best case scenario, if I could swing it, would be to take a year off the road and actually just rest. So that's what I did, and I did his immune system building protocol. Started feeling better just a little bit at a time, you know, while treating the Lyme disease as well with some antibiotics here and there. That was in the initial phase, and then it was just all immune system building after that. So yeah, I took a year off. I called my sponsors and I called the network and just told them it is something I had to do for my health, and it was either this or possibly compromise my health in an irreversible way. So they all got behind me, and you know, we ran some reruns and kept the primetime spot going and got some good advertisement for our sponsors and was able to get healthy.
And that's great. That's great, really. I mean, that you were able to have those kind of people behind you and everything mm-hmm. worked out. And I'll tell you, you know, from just, you know, kind of the people that we talked to and ear to the ground or whatever, you know, everybody was thinking about you and everybody was still watching all your stuff and still talking about you. And I still think you're a fan favorite, man. I really do.
Well, I appreciate it, man.
My soon-to-be, I hate to call him my father-in-law because, you know, he's not that much older than me. But I'm getting ready to get married here before long, Kip. And,
well, congratulations, man.
Thank you, buddy. And
it's only the fourth time.
JP, why'd you have to go there?
Well, fourth time's a charm, man.
Yeah, man, I got a great one this time, buddy. I mean, she is fantastic. She's a sweet. I could go on for an hour talking about her, but I know that's not what we want to do here. But so anyway, I was going to say before JP rudely interrupted me was, you know, her stepdad. He told me several times his favorite guy to watch is Kip Campbell. His absolute favorite guy.
Come on now.
I swear, I ain't lying, man. And it bothered me because, you know, my fiance was with me at the show, and like I went up to talk to you, just say, "Hey, man, we need to do this Lyme disease show," and she was there, and I was like, "Damn it, I should have thought to get a picture with her and you," and he would have loved that, and I didn't even think about
it. Sometime, yeah, man.
Yeah, we'll do it one of these days. We're at the same show or something. We'll get there and do it. But yeah, I'm tickled to death to see that you're doing well, and
it was a blessing from God, really, man. And it was my wife that. You know, she's my hero, like you were saying. I got one of the good ones, and she was the one that kind of kicked me in the rear end, which a lot of guys need. Most of us, unless we're missing a limb, and even if we are, we tend to not want to go to the doctor or take care of ourselves. So she was the one that kind of, you know, was like, "Hey, we got to take this serious. You almost died. Let's let's get serious about this thing." But yeah, it's been amazing. The support of the sponsors has been incredible, and you know, I don't think we suffered too much as far as numbers or anything like that, and it allowed us to do the biggest unintentional publicity stunt in the process. So, you know, building up the comeback season in 2020 here, and so it might be the best thing we ever did for Red Arrow.
Well, I mean, you know, and here's the thing, Kip, and I'm probably not telling you anything you don't know. Your product is so unique in comparison to anybody else's because of your personality and the way you're true to form on camera. I mean, you have a persona, per se, that was missing from any outdoor television when you were gone. So that absence is sorely felt, and you know, anytime something like that goes away, you learn how much you really appreciated it. So I think that's why you're going to find that this is going to be a big year for you.
I wish I'd have had a hold of that word persona back in the day, because, you know, my quote-unquote persona used to get me in trouble, and now people seem to be entertained by it. I'm glad it's finally paying off.
Well, you're right there on the edge, man. You're right there on the edge, and we envy that, you know?
Oh, I know. And imagine if I put out the behind-the-scenes part of the DVD. People are not even ready for that.
Man, I can't wait to see that. You know, you can send those in, you know, like just a Dropbox file to us just so we can see it. If you don't want anybody else to see it, I'd love to see that.
I want to keep my show, man. We're excited, man, about this season. It is, all kidding aside, it's the best season we ever had. I got to hunt with my kids more than I ever have. You know, it's when it all gets put together, man, it's going to be pretty big deal, pretty excited about it. So,
Well, before we wrap up, I want to ask this. I want to ask this. If there is one overarching thing you can say to somebody that is either A, in fear that they have it, or B, has already had it, what would you tell them other than just go get checked or anything like that? I mean, what is the main thing somebody could do to take care of themselves on this?
I would say that you're in charge of your own health, because we think, oh, we just got to make it to the doctor and they know everything and they're going to take care of us or whatever. They're flawed human beings just like us with, with a world of different viewpoints on what is the right way to treat something. And I'm here to tell you that you need to pay attention to how you feel, and get to somebody who can give you that Igenix test that's going to tell you for sure you either have not or have had traces of Lyme in your system. And then make them request, and if they won't do it, go to the next doctor. Go to somebody until they actually will do what you're asking. Get the Igenix test and then request a full spectrum of blood tests monitoring, your overall health.
Okay.
And if you get a glimpse at that, so if you get, okay, I have tested positive that I have had Lyme's disease in my system, at least at some point in my life, and then you get an overall look at your health through blood test, and the doctor can say, no, you're good, you're just a little deficient. It might just be that you got an old football injury and you need some more vitamin D or something. You just never know until you actually go in there. It might just be a weight off your mind to say, okay, I got tested and I'm negative. I don't have Lyme disease, but now I'm taking some supplements and I'm better. I got the right, diet and workout plan and all that good stuff. For me, it was like, oh my gosh, your immune system is basically not functioning and you have Lyme's disease and mono at the same time. So
now I know everybody's health insurance is different, and that's a big topic in the country as a whole, but the Igenix test, is that something that a lot of carriers will cover?
Mine covered it. I guess it's so different with everybody's different health insurance. Mine, whatever Anthem package I got, covered it. So
no, well, you said it right there. I have Anthem, so
yep.
Okay. Good chance it'll be covered there.
Yeah, so is that Igenix, is that correct?
Man, I got A's in everything but spelling, so you guess it's as good as mine.
That's a question for the wife.
Like Igenix, I have no idea. No, if you guys, seriously, I'll get my lovely organized wife who can spell, and she'll put it up on our Instagram, Facebook, and all that.
Yeah, we just want to share what you put out there. That's what we'll do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll make sure that I'm fixing it. We bought a new piece of property. That's where I was earlier tonight, but we're chainsawing trails around it right now and getting ready for turkey season.
Sweet.
She's back in the house with the kids. I'll get her to pop that up on our social media at some point this week, and y'all just go to follow Red Arrow stuff, and we'll get some answers up there. Because a lot of people have asked, what the deal is with that. And I've steered some people in the direction of some of the doctors I went to, and we've had some pretty cool testimonials about people on the brink of, feeling like they were going to die, and now they're completely healthy again. So it's been good.
Well, that's good. I want to throw a curveball at you, Kip, here real quick, man, before we let you go. What the heck's going on in Virginia with the guns and stuff, dude?
Well, man, they just they threw the assault weapons ban out. I don't know if y'all heard
about
that.
They did. I didn't know that.
They got rid of that. They, I think they got scared. And if any Democrats are listening, you ought to be scared. Because it's when you follow a tyrant and say we're going to march into your house with the National Guard and either shoot you or take all your guns, that's a pretty – they should be worried about getting arrested if anybody, for the things they were saying against the Constitution. It was unbelievable. And then I think just the peaceful protest that we just, everybody came to Richmond and said, hey, you're definitely not taking our guns, even if you pass these laws. And I think everybody, all the Democrats that wanted to get reelected, started backpedaling and said, oh, maybe we ought to table this till 2021. And the good news is in 2021, most of them are going to get voted out. So.
Well, that's...
It's a victory there, but there's still, in every state in our country, there's still a huge attack on the Second Amendment with the just chipping away at it. And then also, things like the Fourth Amendment are under attack with the red flag laws, where they can just decide that, you know, you're a danger because, man, you said some pretty threatening things on Pro Talk. So we're going to come into your house and just take your guns for safety. Just for our safety, we're going to take all your guns, and then you're guilty until proven innocent. So it's time for America to wake up, man, because, you know, conservative people with Christian values can't just sit at home and not vote and expect the country to go in the right direction.
Oh, man,
And that's what we're seeing right now as a result of that.
You said it well right there, man. And that red flag law deal, that one's really scary. If you look into
slope,
it.
Man. It's a slippery slope.
It is. It is.
You know, anytime we take due process out of the equation for anybody, on both sides of the aisle, that should be a nonpartisan type issue.
Agreed.
It's pretty scary. And even in Virginia, a lot of people don't know this. In Virginia, they were trying to pass legislation that said it was a very murky language on basically taking away some freedoms of speech when it went in with regard to speaking ill of the government. They were going to consider it harassment if I made a negative video about Ralph Northam or some of these other things. They were wanting to put some, like I said, murky language in there left up to interpretation, could get some people in trouble just for talking bad about government officials. It's a weird time to be alive right now.
It really is. Constitution under attack from several angles.
Oh man, they're not even trying to hide it anymore. So we just gotta pray, and everybody's got to get out and vote. I think them striking down that the quote unquote assault weapons ban is a big step in the right direction. Now, it was everybody was kind of looking at Virginia like the canary in the coal mine, saying if Virginia falls, everybody else is coming shortly thereafter. Because these laws were unprecedented. They've never tried to do anything to the scale they were trying to do it in Virginia. And, you know, they slipped through the red flag law, unfortunately. So y'all will probably see me on the 12 o'clock news or on the 5 o'clock news or whatever. It'll be the redneck in his underwear out on his front porch. With ATF all pointing the guns at me.
Oh, man.
Well, man, before we let you go, we want to give you a chance to – you know, tell everybody where they can keep up with Red Arrow and what you're into, and just follow along for 2020.
Just the typical places, man. Y'all know y'all can Google me. We're on Facebook and Instagram's where I like to check in most of the time. I actually have a personal Instagram if y'all want to follow me. And it's probably going to get less frequent answers, but the answers will 100% be me because we got some people to help out and answer some stuff on the other Red Arrow pages, but it's Real Kip Campbell at Real Kip Campbell, and that's my Instagram handle. Be the best place to follow along.
There you go,
groovy man. Well, great job, and appreciate you opening up on some sickness here. I know that's not always the easiest thing to do for a lot of folks. So,
yeah, man, we're actually doing a short film, kind of like a short film. It's really more of a it's the story of how we started Red Arrow all the way through getting sick and then the comeback season of 2020.
Oh, that's neat. Documentary style.
Yeah, and it's going to go through. I have a crew that's going to follow me around my hometown. We're going to obviously pull some footage from this season of me and my kids hunting and follow me around my hometown, kind of tell the story of how we started Red Arrow right after school and then what it grew into and then the times when I felt like I was going to die and then to come back from that. So we're going to be putting that out sometime late spring, early summer.
That's going to be great. Where are we going to be able to see that at? Do you know yet what platform you're going to release that on?
I'm not sure where we're going to probably – we're going to be beefing up our presence on YouTube for sure. So that might be the first place that you end up seeing it. But, yeah, it'll be on – obviously on national television, but then – we'll announce a bunch of stuff through all our social media as stuff progresses here.
Well, great. Yeah, look forward to seeing that, man.
Yes, sir.
Well, Kip, hang with us through the break. You're listening to Pro Talk Outdoors. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Pro Talk Outdoors. Just good episode on Lyme disease here. It's a serious thing. It can happen to anybody. You don't have to be an outdoorsman. If you're listening to this, obviously you are, but – man, if you just hike, if you go out in the yard, you mow grass, any of that kind of stuff, you're at risk to ticks, and ticks carry tick-borne illnesses. So get yourself checked if you think there's even a chance.
Oh,
it's worth it.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just, it's such an ugly, ugly disease. And it's, I think probably the worst part of it is it's so silent. It can be attacking your body and you don't even know it. And the fact that Kip carried it around a couple years, and it just eats away at your immune system and all your defense mechanisms in your body. And
you know, and I neglected to ask him what it was like to have something in common with Justin Bieber now. That's the very
That's
first.
That's right. You said Justin Bieber has Lyme
Justin
disease.
Justin Bieber has Lyme disease, and I don't think I can name more than maybe one of his songs. But he's crazy popular.
I know a lot
obviously.
Of the Biebs songs.
You
it's
know,
good stuff.
A lot of folks care about the Biebs, and he has Lyme disease. So even if you're not an outdoors person and you know who Bieber is, there's another famous person that is suffering, and he's dealing with it every day. So get yourselves checked, folks. Use permethrin. No kind of protection like permethrin, from what I've found, to just keep ticks off of you. And that might be the best step you can take.
Yeah. I mean, that's got to be step number one. And number two, just
Brad Paisley liked to check folks for ticks. You know, maybe your your husband or wife or whatever it is you got at home, you know, turn on a little Brad Paisley and take care of it.
There
All
you
right,
go.
Guys, until next time, hook 'em or hunt 'em. Pro Talk Outdoors.
Later, guys.